Pirok.
Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We are talking about the moon today, and Danielle is here. Hi, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
We are joined by Danielle while Christelle is going to be on leave. She's only coming back in September. She sent a message to the group. See you in September, guys. I was like, okay, smug much.
Someone's enjoying her leave.
Loving
so,
it.
So, ons sê vir jou baie welkom.
Dankie.
Op die eerste drive.
Dat is een groot plezier.
Is baie lekker om jou hier te vanmiddag. And we're talking about India putting a little rover on the moon today.
Yes, but the thing is, this is historical because it is the first one landing on the south pole of the moon.
Yeah.
So we had a question earlier about the south pole and the north pole. Rob had a question.
I had a question.
About the south pole and the north pole of the moon. And we got a very clever listener who sent us this.
Hi, Robin Ross. Also, if this helps, the moon is always fixed in exactly the same position. So even though it spins around the Earth, it's always the same side of the moon that faces the Earth at any given time. So yes, it would just be logical that there would be a north and a south, pole on the moon.
That is a claim from Milo.
Did you hear that, Rob? It would just be logical.
Yeah, makes
like,
complete sense.
Like, why didn't
sense
you think of that?
But that also now makes sense because they say there's a shadow side to the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always on the shadow. So
yes.
That's...
Oh,
okay, but cool.
That was my vraag geweest. Yeah. If we only ever see one face of the moon and it doesn't spin from our angle, how do we know which one's up and down? People just making things up,
Rob,
out there.
You're getting deep here now. But Danielle, I thought jy uitvind, hoekom is hierdie so 'n merkwaardige... like, why is it such a great achievement?
Like I said just now, they said they think there's frozen water on the South Pole.
That'd be cool.
Mm. Yeah. So it will help in future travels to the moon. They say it might even help that less water can be taken there by astronauts going there. So it's significant.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to build a house, you want to build it near some water.
I was also going to say, yes. So we know there's like the Mars One expedition where people are thinking of going to live there. But
yeah.
I mean, if there's water on the moon... Dat die kans dat mense daar kan bly en aan die lewe kan bly is regtig nogal bietjie beter.
I mean, the Mars one's been there for years. It's been driving around. We've seen the pictures. It's droog.
Yeah, but what's that Mars expedition thing?
Yeah, they're just doing their thing as well, driving around.
The
now
people
one
that
on the
said
moon.
They were going to go and live there.
I thought the moon would be a bigger place to stay rather than Mars. So I'm thinking this is much bigger for me than that one that's creeping there on Mars.
What did the Indian Prime Minister have to say?
Okay, let's see. Oh, I just love the fact that he's here in South Africa and we are part of this thing.
This success belongs to all of humanity. I'm confident that all countries in the world, including those from the global south, are capable of achieving such feats. We can all aspire for the moon and beyond.
That's almost to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. But what a cool thing. And also the other thing that was quite great about this expedition was that they managed to keep the costs quite low.
Yes. They say it is even half. Remember on Saturday or Sunday? Sunday. There was one from Russia that crashed. And that one was about $200 million US dollars, I think. And this one is $75 million.
Only.
So they kept
fraction.
It. Yeah. More, less than half of the cost.
Oaks have got that down the couch at Pala Pala. Let's put something on the moon. Hey, how about it?
Yeah, remember, he just said it is significant also for the countries in the south.
Precis.
Referring to South Africa.
Yeah, I want to be one of those people. Because you know what my problem is, right? And I get this from my father. I'm able to put a little human face on everything. I can feel bad for inanimate objects. And now all I have in my head is this wonderful idea. Does this take you anywhere?
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers.
I can just see little Wally on the moon, creeping around, looking for some water on his own, trying to do a good job.
Barnaby.
Say something about E.T. now. We're going to see E.T.
No, I'm very excited by little things like this. I think it's very, very cool.
And also, if it can be done by, like what Danielle was saying, But if it can be done by a country that is not one of the superpowers that got $200 million to just let something crash, not that they did on purpose, like, ons kan dit ook doen.
Precies, dis die ding.
Ons moet net die krag uitsorteer, eerste.
Ek wil gesê corruptie.
Something's got to give. But yes, one day I would like to see a South African thing on the moon as well.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.